Hare Krishna. Lust locks the soul in an unholy embrace with selfishness. An unholy embrace. You know, suppose some people have some affair, some extramarital, premarital kind of relationship. Then that unholy embrace is actually very undesired. It is unholy. It is going to have unfortunate consequences. And suppose somebody gets trapped in such a thing. Somebody is allured and trapped. Then they suffer the consequences. And they were maybe unwitting, they were foolish, and they got trapped in it. So sometimes there are people who trap others, and who seduce and trap them, just so that they can torment them, or so that they can blackmail them, or they can get something out of them. So now, we at our core are souls, and as souls we are pure. But lust is our enemy. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, 37th verse, Krishna declares, Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kamesha Krodhesha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashano Mahapapma Vidhyena Miha Vairinam. It is Kamesha Krodhesha. And it is lust only, Krodhesha, which later on degenerates into wrath, into fury. Rajoguna Samudbhavaha, that which is born from the mode of passion. Mahashano Maha Papma Mahashano. It is voracious, it devours everything. Maha Papma. It is vicious, it is extremely sinful. Vidhyenam iha vairinam. Know this to be vairinam, to be your enemy. So although Krishna is fighting, Krishna actually, Arjuna is on a battlefield, and the enemies are on the opposite side. The Kauravas are there. But Krishna is telling Arjuna, Vidhyena miha vairinam. Know that this lust is your enemy. Don't think that Duryodhana, Karana and all the of them are your enemies. Yet they are maybe enemies. But they are enemies because they have surrendered to this particular enemy. Duryodhana has surrendered to selfish desire. So no, the real enemy is selfish desire. Even when the enemy is without, the enemy is still within. So, now if we see the point that is being made over here is when the soul gets caught by lust, soul gets allured by lust, when the soul succumbs to lust, and we as soul are spiritual and our consciousness is meant to go towards Krishna, rise towards higher things, rise towards worthwhile things, and thereby we find fulfillment. But now when the consciousness, instead of going towards Krishna, it gets caught in material things. And especially when lust makes it get caught in particular sense objects, then we don't necessarily think of that person to whom we are attracted as a person. We often think of them simply as an object to be enjoyed. So we become very, lust makes us very self-centered, thinking only of our pleasure and thinking of others only in terms of the pleasure that they can provide us. And thus, our consciousness becomes locked. Now, when somebody with very strong arms, you know, they catch somebody else, then that person cannot escape. So like that, lust catches us. And lust catches us and it locks us in an embrace, not with just with somebody else. Even if that person is not there with us, and even if they are not, we are not embracing that person physically, see, what we are actually holding on to, what we are tightly holding on, we become very self-centered. So now, to the extent we can purify ourselves, to that extent we are self-centered, not only can we not grow spiritually, but we cannot even have sustainable relationships materially. If a person is always thinking of themselves, then they cannot relate properly with others, and they cannot help others, they cannot serve others, and they cannot have a satisfying relationship. So we become, when we are selfish, we become sources of misery even in our material relationships. And we don't get satisfaction in our spiritual relationship. So by practicing bhakti yoga, by cultivating devotion for Krishna, our lust becomes transformed into love. We break free from this unholy embrace with selfishness when we learn to embrace Krishna. We try to bring Krishna into our heart, we try to enthrone Krishna on the pedestal of our heart, then that releases, that gradually starts making us selfless, and that enables us to to break free from the unholy embrace of lust and develop love and thereby contribute positively in our roles in this world, have meaningful relationships with others in this world, and ultimately develop the supremely meaningful and supremely fulfilling, eternally lasting relationship with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.